Thanks, Jim. One of the more intriguing camp battles is at the right tackle position, and I'm joined now by one of the men in that competition, Sean Coleman. Sean, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Appreciate it. I'm good, man.
How do you think this competition is going for you so far at the right tackle spot?
Man, I'm just, you know, coming out here trying to get better every day, you know, trying to help the team get better. That's all I'm focused on, so that's pretty much the whole deal.
What's the biggest difference in Sean Coleman today from Sean Coleman a year ago at this time?
I have a lot more awareness, you know the offense a little bit more than last year. My technique has gotten a lot better, and, you know, I just got to, you know, keep fine-tuning some things.
One guy who speaks very, very highly of you is one of five players in NFL history to go to a Pro Bowl in each of his first 10 seasons, Joe Thomas. He has a lot of belief in you. What's kind of the biggest or best piece of advice he's given you?
He's given me so much advice. I mean, I don't even know where to start. But, you know, just taking care of my body, you know, recovering after practice. We're going through a lot of hard, violent practices right now. And, you know, he just helps me, you know, with that whole deal. But, you know, obviously, you know, technique things and, you know, plays and things like that, I get a lot of advice from.
What's Bob Wiley like?
He's a great coach, man. He's one of the best coaches I ever, you know, played for. But, you know, real big in the attention to detail. You know, just got a lot of wisdom in him. You know, he cracks a lot of jokes and things like that. But he's a great coach.
What do you think about his taste in cars driving that nice-looking Maserati out there?
I ain't seen him. I'm about to holler at him about that, though.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah. He rolls a nice Maserati. He's got a couple of them, I think, Bob Wiley. What makes him so great? Is it the attention, the detail, the focus on technique? Why has he been so helpful for you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he actually sits down and, you know, really goes into small detail of, you know, certain things that I mess up on. And, you know, he really cares about the players and, you know, really cares about, you know, us getting better as a whole group.
What's your overall impression now that you get to line up next to Kevin Zeitler so often, one of the prize free agents in the NFL this offseason? What are your impressions of number 70?
He's a very intense guy. I mean, you know, I kind of, when I look at him, it's like I'm looking at myself in the mirror because he's a very physical guy. You know, just wants to dominate the game, and you know, I'm glad to be next to a guy like that.
You're an intense guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would think so sometimes.
I think I don't remember exactly who was on the receiving end of your quick takedown in practice in the early goings of training camp. How did that go over in the film room when you guys watched it? I was pretty impressed. I thought that was a quick takedown. I saw you in the cafe. I was like, were you a wrestler at some point? It was an impressive move there.
I mean, I ain't even see it, man. I don't even remember it, man. I'm worried about the play, so we're good.
We're good? All right, good. What's kind of the attitude been in this camp? You know, for an offensive lineman like yourself in a competition, a lot of padded practices now. The siren goes on. Do you feel that gives you a chance to really show what you can do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, when my best play comes out is, you know, when we live, you know, when it's actual game, and, you know, you just let it loose. So, you know, I love when, you know, the siren goes off and, you know, you'll just be able to play.
Looks like the ground game has been pretty effective for you guys so far in training camp. We know Hugh Jackson stated how important he wants that to be. Is that music to an offensive lineman like yourself's ears?
Definitely. I mean, that's the name of the game as far as being physical. You know, going out there is an attitude thing, and, you know, opening up holes, that's the best feeling in the world for me. So,
when I think of Sean Coleman, I think of the play, Week 17 against Pittsburgh, where you literally flattened somebody as Isaiah Crowell ran for about 60 yards out there. Is that the kind of player you want to be known as?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's just a small glimpse of what I'm trying to be. So, you know, just got to keep working on everything, you know, take it a day at a time, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Tomorrow night, First Energy Stadium, the Orange and Brown scrimmage. You excited to get in front of the fans?
Definitely. I mean, it's a great stadium to play in. It'll be good to be back in there, you know, getting a, you know, live work there. So,
we're certainly excited to see you. Congratulations so for what you've done so far, and good luck in the rest of the competition and training camp.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, Sean Coleman, Jim, back to you.